It is an island, yet it holds a continent's worth of wonders. A mystical crossroads of east and west, its shores once welcomed explorers and traders, where tides carried secrets, spices, and stories for centuries. This is a land of ancient cities that housed some of the tallest brick structures of their time. Emerald tea plantations stretching into the horizon. And scenic train journeys weaving through breathtaking landscapes. With exotic wildlife, enchanting coastlines, and warm, welcoming people, Sri Lanka has everything a traveller could desire. Even Marco Polo called it the most beautiful island in the world. Today, I'll take you on a journey through Sri Lanka's amazing landscapes, vibrant culture, and ancient history. Uncovering the hidden treasures that make this pearl of the Indian Ocean so extraordinary. Sri Lanka's story stretches back over 2,500 years when Indo-Aryan settlers from northern India arrived, laying the foundations of the Sinhalese Kingdom. According to legend, their ancestors were led by Prince Vijaya, whose lion heritage gave the island its ancient name, Sinhala, the land of the lion. But Sri Lanka's destiny was forever changed in the 3rd century BCE when Emperor Ashoka of India sent his son Mahinda to introduce Buddhism. King Devanampiya Tissa embraced the faith, transforming the island into a spiritual heartland. Today, over 70% of Sri Lankans practice Theravada Buddhism, and Sri Lanka's influence helped spread the tradition across Southeast Asia. With Buddhism taking root and the Sinhalese kingdom flourishing, Sri Lanka entered an era of monumental achievements. Nowhere is this more evident than in its first great capital, Anuradhapura. Founded in the 4th century BCE and later established as the royal capital under King Pandukabhaya, Anuradhapura thrived for over 1,000 years as the spiritual and political heart of the Sinhalese kingdom. It was one of the world's greatest Buddhist centres, attracting monks and scholars from across Asia. Its monasteries housed over 10,000 monks at its peak. However, after repeated invasions in the 10th century CE, the city was largely abandoned, with much of it reclaimed by the jungle. When British explorers surveyed its ruins in the 19th century, they were stunned to find colossal stupas and entire temple complexes hidden beneath dense vegetation. The Jethawana Ramaya Stupa, built in the 3rd century CE, once stood at 122 metres, 400 feet, making it one of the tallest structures of the ancient world, rivaling the pyramids of Egypt. Constructed with over 93 million bricks, it was an engineering marvel of its time. Equally impressive is Ruwanweli Sayar, a towering white stupa built in the 2nd century BCE by King Dutugemenu to enshrine sacred relics of the Buddha. Nearby, the Sri Maha Bodhi tree, planted over 2,300 years ago, remains the oldest historically documented tree in the world, grown from a sacred cutting of the Bodhi tree in India, where Buddha attained enlightenment. Though time and invasions forced its decline, Anuradhapura's legacy endured. Many of Sri Lanka's later capitals, including Polonnaruwa and Kandy, drew inspiration from its urban planning and religious monuments, ensuring its influence remained alive for centuries. By the 11th century, the Sinhalese kingdom had shifted its capital to Polonnaruwa, marking the beginning of a new era of resilience and innovation. The fall of Anuradhapura had left the kingdom vulnerable, and Polonnaruwa, better fortified and strategically positioned, became the ideal choice. Unlike its predecessor, which was gradually reclaimed by the jungle, Polonnaruwa remained remarkably well preserved, offering a glimpse of a kingdom that once rivaled the greatest in Asia. Under the visionary rule of King Parakramabahu I, 1153 to 1186 CE, Polonnaruwa flourished as a centre of Theravada Buddhism, trade and engineering. His royal palace, once an imposing multi-story structure, stood as a symbol of the kingdom's power. The Vatadaj, an intricately carved circular shrine, was built to enshrine sacred Buddhist relics, possibly including the sacred tooth relic at one point. But perhaps the king's most ambitious project was the Parakrama Samudra, a massive 2,500-hectare reservoir that ensured year-round irrigation, reflecting Sri Lanka's unparalleled mastery of water management. At the heart of the city stands the Galvihara, a masterpiece of Sri Lankan sculpture. This collection of four colossal Buddha statues, carved directly into a single granite rock face, is considered one of the finest artistic achievements of its time. Each figure, standing, seated, and reclining, displays an extraordinary level of craftsmanship, capturing the serene and meditative essence of Buddhist art. For over two centuries, Polonnaruwa remained a thriving capital, shaping Sri Lanka's cultural and spiritual landscape. However, internal conflicts and repeated invasions by South Indian Pandyan forces in the late 13th century led to its decline, forcing the Sinhalese rulers to shift their capital once again. Seeking a more defensible stronghold, they established a fortified citadel, Yapahuwa, which briefly served as the capital under King Bhuvanekabahu I, 1272 to 1284 CE. Rising 90 metres, 300 feet above the plains, its steep stone staircase, once adorned with intricate carvings, led to the Temple of the Sacred Tooth Relic, the island's most revered Buddhist artefact. With its towering walls, moats, and strategic vantage point, Yapahuwa was designed to withstand invasions, reflecting the kingdom's struggle against external threats. However, Yapahuwa's time as a royal seat was short-lived. In 1284, South Indian Pandyan forces overran the fortress, seizing the sacred tooth relic. With its loss, Sri Lanka's rulers were forced to relocate once again. The sacred tooth relic was taken to Madurai, but it was later recovered by King Parakramabahu III. Over the next few centuries, it was safeguarded in various capitals, each ruler asserting their legitimacy through its possession. Eventually, in the 16th century, it found its permanent home in Kandy, Sri Lanka's last royal capital before British colonisation. At its centre stands the Temple of the Tooth, one of the most revered Buddhist shrines in the world. Said to house a tooth of Buddha himself, the relic is far more than just a sacred object. It has long been a symbol of sovereignty and divine authority. For centuries, Sri Lankan rulers believed that possession of the relic legitimized their rule, making it the ultimate symbol of kingship. This belief was so powerful that every capital that held the relic was seen as the rightful seat of power, which is why it was fiercely protected, stolen, and reclaimed throughout history. Recognizing its importance, King Vimaladharma Surya I built the Temple of the Sacred Tooth in the 17th century, ensuring the relic had a permanent sanctuary in Kandy. Even after the fall of the monarchy, the relic's ceremonial importance remained. To this day, presidential inaugurations include rituals at the temple, reinforcing its role as a spiritual and national treasure. The relic's significance is most vividly displayed during the Asala Perahera Festival, one of the grandest Buddhist celebrations in the world. This grand festival, which dates back centuries, was formalized under the Nayak kings of Kandy in the 18th century, incorporating rituals that honor both the relic and Hindu deities. Each year, Kandy erupts in a spectacular procession of dancers, drummers, fire breathers, and elaborately adorned elephants, all paying homage to the sacred tooth relic. A majestic tusker, adorned in richly embroidered robes and glowing lights, carries a sacred casket representing the revered relic through the streets, a tradition that has endured for centuries. Beyond its breathtaking spectacle, the festival is a deeply spiritual event, embodying the country's devotion to Buddhism and its royal heritage. This rich cultural legacy extends beyond the festival. Kandyan dance, with its dramatic leaps, rhythmic drumming, and elaborate costumes, traces its roots to ancient temple rituals performed to honor the relic. Today, it remains one of Sri Lanka's most iconic and vibrant art forms, a living testament to the enduring spiritual and cultural significance of Kandy and the sacred tooth relic. But Kandy was more than just a spiritual centre. It was the last stronghold of Sinhalese independence. Resisting Portuguese, Dutch and British rule for over 300 years. For centuries, Kandy defied foreign control, negotiating with European powers while maintaining its sovereignty. However, in 1815, Kandy finally fell to the British, marking the end of Sri Lanka's monarchy. As the final royal capital, Kandy showcased the last era of Sinhalese sovereignty through its grand architecture. Kandy Lake, constructed by the last king of Kandy in 1807, was part of an ambitious city beautification project. Nearby, the Royal Palace, once the seat of Sri Lanka's last kings, preserving the artifacts of a kingdom on the brink of colonial rule. Today, Kandy's spiritual landscape extends beyond its royal past. Overlooking the city, the Bahirawakanda Buddha, a towering white statue built in 1993, stands as a symbol of Sri Lanka's enduring Buddhist heritage. Just 45 minutes from Kandy, perched atop a 1,100-metre, 3,600-feet mountain near Gampala, Ambulawawa Tower is one of Sri Lanka's most unique landmarks. More than just an observation point, it stands within Sri Lanka's first multi-religious sanctuary, where a Buddhist stupa-inspired tower is surrounded by symbolic representations of a Hindu kovil, a Christian church, and an Islamic mosque, reflecting the island's deep-rooted religious harmony. Climbing its narrow, spiraling staircase is an exhilarating experience with open walkways that make you feel as if you're floating above the landscape. From the top, breathtaking views stretch across lush forests, rolling tea plantations, and misty mountains. And on exceptionally clear days, the Indian Ocean may even be visible in the distance. A visit to Ambulawawa Tower isn't just about the climb. It's an unforgettable blend of nature, culture, and adventure, offering panoramic views of Sri Lanka's central highlands. But to truly immerse yourself in this breathtaking region, there's no better way than by train. Originally built by the British in 1864 and later extended to Ella, the Kandy to Ella Railway was designed to transport Ceylon tea from the highlands to the coast, shaping Sri Lanka's tea industry into the global giant it is today. Many Tamil labourers from South India, originally brought to work on tea plantations, remained and became a vital part of Sri Lanka's tea culture. Today, this slow-moving train journey is considered one of the most scenic in the world, winding through misty forests, emerald green tea plantations, and cascading waterfalls. As the train climbs higher into the mountains, it passes through Sri Lanka's iconic tea country. The cool, misty town of Nuwara Eliya, developed as a British hill station in the 19th century, is famous for its English-style gardens, horse racing, and colonial architecture. This region remains the heart of Sri Lanka's tea industry, which flourished after a coffee blight in the 1860s. Today, Sri Lanka is the fourth largest tea producer in the world. As the train crosses Patapola Station, Sri Lanka's highest railway station at 1,898 metres, 6,227 feet above sea level, the landscape transforms into rolling cloud forests and remote plantations. Near Demodara, the railway performs an engineering marvel. The Demodara Loop, where the tracks curve around a hill and pass under the station itself, one of the few railway loops of its kind in the world. Sri Lanka is home to over 400 waterfalls, making it one of the densest waterfall regions globally. Along the train route, Ramboda, Devon, St. Clair's, and Dialuma Falls tumble down cliffs. They're mist mingling with the clouds rolling through the highlands. The final stretch of the journey leads to Ella, a charming mountain town known for its laid-back atmosphere and dramatic landscapes. One of its most famous landmarks is the Nine Arches Bridge, a masterpiece of British-era railway engineering completed in 1921. It was built entirely from bricks, stone, and cement, without a single piece of steel, showcasing early 20th century engineering ingenuity. Beyond the tracks, Ella Rock offers one of the best hikes in the region. While Little Adam's Peak provides a more accessible alternative with equally stunning views. And no trip through Sri Lanka's tea country is complete without sampling its diverse cuisine, influenced by Indian, Portuguese, and Arab flavours, a perfect way to end this unforgettable journey. Leaving the cool, misty highlands behind, the landscape shifts to open plains and lush jungles, revealing the island's ancient wonders. Here, centuries of history are carved into rock, from towering fortresses to sacred cave temples that have stood for millennia. Among them is Dambulla Cave Temple, Sri Lanka's largest and best-preserved cave monastery, where vibrant murals and statues have drawn pilgrims for over 2,000 years. Known as the City of Remembrance, Dambulla's origins date back to prehistoric times, with evidence of human habitation as early as the 7th to 3rd century BCE. The caves took on their Buddhist identity in the 1st century BCE, when King Valagamba, Vatagamani Abhaya, sought refuge here after being exiled by South Indian invaders. After reclaiming his throne, he expanded the site into a grand temple complex, a place of worship that has remained sacred ever since. Inside, the five caves house over 2,100 square metres of murals and hundreds of Buddha statues, some dating back over 1,000 years. Among them is a 15-metre, 49 feet, reclining Buddha, one of the largest in Sri Lanka, its serene expression frozen in time. In 1991, the temple was designated a UNESCO World Heritage Site, officially recognised as the Golden Temple of Dambulla, for its exceptional Buddhist heritage and continuous religious significance. Even today, thousands of devotees gather here, especially during Vesak, Poson Poya, and Esala Poya, making Dambulla a true living monument of Sri Lanka's Buddhist traditions. Rising 200 metres, 656 feet above the jungle, Sigiriya is one of Sri Lanka's greatest architectural and engineering marvels. Built during the late 5th century CE under King Kashyapa I, this colossal rock fortress was meant to be an impenetrable royal citadel, as he feared an attack from his half-brother Moggallana, the rightful heir. But Sigiriya was more than just a fortress. It was an architectural masterpiece, a royal city in the sky, blending urban planning, artistic grandeur, and defensive engineering in ways that still mystify experts today. At its base lies some of the oldest landscape gardens in the world, meticulously designed to integrate beauty with defence. The water gardens, featuring moats, pools, and fountains, use an advanced hydraulic system that still functions today. Further ahead, the boulder gardens, a maze of natural rock formations and caves, once provided both a defensive barrier and a meditation retreat for monks. As the path ascends, the terraced gardens form a grand staircase leading towards the Lion Gateway, a massive carved entrance built into the rock itself. This is where you would have once passed through the imposing lion-shaped structure, with a stairway leading between its giant paws to the summit. Though only the paws remain today, they stand as a haunting reminder of Sigiriya's grandeur. Beyond the gateway, at the very summit, stood Kashyapa's royal palace, surrounded by the summit gardens, a sky-high retreat with artificial pools, terraces, and lush greenery mirroring the gardens below. Even today, remnants of this 5th century water system remain, showcasing the sophisticated engineering of the time. Sigiriya's sheer rock face was once a vast open-air art gallery. Adorned with over 500 vibrant frescoes known as the Heavenly Maidens. Celestial figures believed to be royal consorts, apsaras, or goddesses. Though only 21 remain today, they are among South Asia's most treasured ancient artworks. Yet, for all its splendour, Kashyapa's fortress was built on fragile power. Moggallana, having gathered a formidable army, returned to reclaim the throne. Confident in victory, Kashyapa led his war elephants into battle, but in a critical moment they unexpectedly turned back. Whether due to miscommunication, fear, or confusion remains uncertain. The sudden retreat threw his forces into disarray. Seeing their king exposed and vulnerable, his soldiers panicked and fled. Left to face his fate alone, Kashyapa refused to surrender. With no army left to stand beside him, he drew his sword, rode forward, and took his own life, choosing death over capture. With Kashyapa's fall, Sigiriya lost its royal status. Though briefly used as a Buddhist monastery, it was eventually abandoned and reclaimed by the jungle. Today, it is a UNESCO World Heritage Site, often compared to Machu Picchu, for its grandeur and historical significance. Just a short distance away, Pirurangala Rock offers a breathtaking alternative perspective of Siguiria. Before Kashyapa built his fortress, this was a sacred Buddhist monastery. And even today, a temple and a massive reclining Buddha statue remain at its base. Unlike Siguiria, Pirurangala's summit is untouched, offering one of the most spectacular sunrise views in Sri Lanka. From the top, Siguiria's massive rock formation dominates the jungle landscape, an awe-inspiring sight worth the climb. Less crowded and equally rewarding, Pirurangala is a hidden gem for those seeking a different angle of Sri Lanka's legendary fortress. Beyond its ancient wonders, Sri Lanka's wild heart beats in its jungles, forests, and vast national parks. Despite its small size, the country is one of the greenest in the world with 26 national parks and over 100 nature reserves, making it a paradise for wildlife lovers and offering some of the most extraordinary safari experiences in Asia. Among them, Yala National Park stands out as a land of predators. With one of the highest leopard densities on Earth, it offers a rare chance to witness these elusive big cats in their natural hunting grounds, alongside sloth bears, crocodiles, and elephants roaming its diverse landscapes. Further east, Kumana National Park is a haven for birdwatchers, where lush lagoons and mangrove swamps provide sanctuary for migratory and endemic species. Every year, thousands of birds, including flamingos, painted storks, pelicans, and eagles, descend upon its wetlands, creating a breathtaking spectacle of colour and sound. The park is also home to the rare black-necked stork and the elusive white-bellied sea eagle, making it a prized destination for wildlife enthusiasts. Meanwhile, Minariya National Park hosts one of nature's greatest spectacles, the Gathering, the largest assembly of wild Asian elephants in the world. During the dry season, hundreds of elephants emerge from the forests and gather around the ancient Minariya Reservoir, a breathtaking sight that highlights Sri Lanka's status as home to the highest density of wild elephants in Asia. But Sri Lanka's connection with elephants runs deeper than the wild. It is a relationship built on both reverence and conservation. Pinnawala Elephant Orphanage, the world's first elephant sanctuary, has been a place of refuge since 1975, rescuing and rehabilitating elephants that would have otherwise been lost. Many here were found orphaned as calves, injured by poachers or displaced due to habitat loss. Instead of struggling alone, they now form family bonds, bathe together in the river, and roam in safety. For some, it is a second chance at life. For others, it is the only home they have ever known. Leaving behind misty jungles and vast national parks, our Sri Lanka journey now follows its coastlines, where the ocean has shaped both its landscapes and history. Lying just southeast of India, the island has long been a crossroads of civilizations, where traders from China, Arabia, and Europe exchange spices, gems, and silk. For centuries, its shores have been home to ancient legends, colonial battles, and thriving maritime traditions. At the northern edge of the island, Adam's Bridge, also known as Ramar's Bridge, stretches across the Polk Strait, forming a chain of limestone shoals that once linked Sri Lanka to India. Some believe this is the very land bridge described in the Hindu epic, the Ramayana, built by Lord Rama's army to rescue his wife, Sita. Historical accounts suggest that parts of this formation may have been walkable at times due to shifting tides and sedimentation, though it gradually became submerged. Whether a natural phenomenon or something more, the legend of Adam's Bridge adds another layer to Sri Lanka's deep-rooted myths. Centuries later, the island's shores would attract a different kind of visitor, not explorers, but colonizers. The Portuguese, Dutch, and British saw Sri Lanka not just as a tropical paradise, but as a crucial outpost for controlling the Indian Ocean trade. Its cinnamon, pearls, and gemstones were among the most prized commodities in the world. The Europeans fought bitterly for dominance, building fortresses, imposing naval blockades, and securing coastal trade hubs. Under British rule, the island was officially named Ceylon, a name that endured until it was changed to Sri Lanka in 1972. Today, remnants of this colonial past still stand along the coast. In the far north, Jaffna Fort serves as a testament to Sri Lanka's colonial and Tamil heritage. Built by the Portuguese in 1618, expanded by the Dutch and later occupied by the British, the fort has witnessed centuries of battles and political struggles. More recently, it played a significant role in Sri Lanka's civil war, 1983 to 2009, adding yet another layer to its complex history. Its massive ramparts, crumbling bastions, and ocean-facing walls still offer a glimpse into a time when foreign empires and local rulers fought for control of this strategic trading post. Further south, Galla Fort remains one of Sri Lanka's most captivating coastal landmarks. Built by the Portuguese in 1588 and later fortified by the Dutch, it has endured monsoons, invasions, and even the devastating 2004 tsunami. Its cobblestone streets, colonial buildings, and iconic lighthouse make it feel like a city frozen in time. During the Age of Exploration, Galle was among the most important ports in the Indian Ocean, linking Europe, the Middle East, and the Far East. Even today, echoes of this past remain in its bustling spice markets, European-style architecture, and diverse cultural influences. Beyond its colonial landmarks, Sri Lanka's shores are alive with marine wonders and ancient traditions. Off the island's southern coast, Marissa is one of the best places in the world to see blue whales, the largest animals on Earth. Between December and April, these gentle giants, reaching up to 33 metres, 108 feet, in length and weighing over 180 tonnes, can often be spotted just 20 kilometres from the coast. Sri Lanka's position along the Indian Ocean migration route makes it one of the world's top whale-watching destinations, where sperm whales, dolphins, and even orcas can also be seen. Beneath these waters lies a world waiting to be explored. Sri Lanka's underwater realm is a paradise for divers, where history and marine life blend in the most incredible way. Sunken ships, once abandoned, are now thriving reefs, bursting with coral and marine creatures. From World War wrecks to lost cargo vessels, these underwater relics tell stories of the past while becoming a home for vibrant sea life. Swim through rusting hulls and coral-covered passageways where nature has taken over, creating some of the most unforgettable dive sites on Earth. Along these same shores, Sri Lanka's stilt fishermen continue their delicate balancing act perched on wooden poles above the waves, a centuries-old fishing tradition found nowhere else in the world. This unique method emerged as a resourceful solution to the region's shallow coastal waters, allowing fishermen to catch small reef fish without disturbing the seabed. Though modern techniques have made it less common, some families still preserve the practice, particularly along the southern coastline near Welegama and Kogala, keeping alive a tradition passed down for generations. Sri Lanka's coastline has long been shaped by trade, conquest and resilience, but nowhere is this more evident than in Colombo, the island's largest city, de facto capital, and economic powerhouse. While Gala and Jaffna Fort stood as military strongholds, Colombo was different. It was never just a fortress, it was a city of movement, a gateway to the world. For over 2,000 years, Sri Lanka's western shores thrived as a hub of maritime trade, with merchants from India, Arabia, and later China exchanging spices, gems, and silk. By the 16th century, the Portuguese established a fort in Colombo, later expanded by the Dutch and British, transforming it into a strategic colonial outpost. While echoes of this past still linger in the city's historic districts, Colombo has evolved beyond its colonial legacy. Its port, once a battleground for European powers, is now one of South Asia's busiest harbours. Just beyond, sleek skyscrapers rise along the coastline as part of Port City Colombo, an ambitious but still developing mega project designed to position Sri Lanka as a global financial hub. Though the administrative capital moved to Sri Jayawardenepura Kota in 1978, Colombo remains a true centre of political and economic power, shaping the nation's future while preserving its storied past. A walk through its streets tells the story of a city balancing heritage and progress. In Peta Market, the air is thick with the scent of spices and fresh tropical fruit, much like it was centuries ago. Nearby, the Gangaramaya Temple, a blend of Sri Lankan, Thai and Chinese influences, stands as a reminder that Colombo is a city shaped by many worlds. Towering 350 metres above the skyline, the Lotus Tower isn't just Sri Lanka's tallest structure, it's a beacon of resilience, innovation and national pride. Modelled after the lotus flower, a symbol of purity and enlightenment, the tower reflects Sri Lanka's enduring spirit, rising despite challenges. Its glowing lotus bud transforms Colombo's skyline at night, while its observation deck, luxury spaces and telecommunications hub cement its place as a modern icon of South Asia. Yet Sri Lanka's recent history has been marked by hardship, and as its economic and political centre, Colombo felt the full impact. In 2022, the country faced its worst economic crisis, defaulting on its foreign debt for the first time in history. Fuel shortages, soaring inflation, and nationwide protests brought turmoil to its streets. But like the lotus that rises from the mud, Sri Lanka is slowly emerging from crisis. With tourism rebounding, economic reforms taking shape, and new investments flowing in, Colombo remains the beating heart of a nation determined to rise again. Discover the world, explore the extraordinary. See you in the next adventure.